Hello, China's defense minister has issued a stark warning. Foreign interference in Taiwan is, quote, doomed to fail. Wei Fenghe's address at the Shangri-La dialogue in Singapore focused on Beijing's stance on Taiwan. Tensions between China and the U.S. are front and center on the last day of the summit. On Saturday, the U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin accused Beijing of intimidation and aggression towards Taiwan. China says the island's reunification with the mainland is inevitable.
We will resolutely crush any attempt to pursue Taiwanese independence. Let me make this clear. If anyone dares to secede Taiwan from China, we will not hesitate to fight. We will fight at all costs, and we will fight to the end. This is the only choice for China.
Well, we have two correspondents covering this story. Adrian Brown is in Hong Kong. But first, let's bring in Jessica Washington. She's joining us live from that summit taking place in Singapore right now. So what more did the Chinese foreign minister have to say, Jessica?
In just a short speech, he covered a range of topics, mostly discussing the regional flashpoints. But throughout the speech, he made a point of really contrasting the way China describes the U.S. approach in the Asia-Pacific versus what Beijing's approach is. He characterized Beijing's approach as one that is inclusive, one that is supportive to helping the region develop, one that has serious ties with the region and is respectful of the region versus the way he characterized Washington as a meddling, unhelpful partner in the region. Apart from, of course, those strong quotes on Taiwan, the minister also talked about other contentious issues such as the South China Sea. He raised that he himself and his counterparts in ASEAN have successfully been able to manage these issues and that freedom of navigation is, in fact, not under threat, as the U.S. minister said yesterday in his address. He also added, when talking about the South China Sea, that it is important that countries that are actually in the region should prevent countries that are outside the region from turning these waters into troubled seas. So throughout the speech, really a message that the Asian region is for Asia to manage and that the U.S. should really not meddle in its affairs. China also throughout, the Chinese minister also throughout the speech accused Washington of attempting to bully China. That was something that he alluded to many times throughout the speech. He also stressed that Beijing would never bully other countries in the region, and he really stressed that that is the point of difference between Washington and Beijing's approach.
All right, thank you so much. Jessica Washington reporting for us from Singapore. Let's get the view from Hong Kong and bring in Adrian Brown. So does China have reason to feel threatened, Adrian?
Well, we've heard talk before about war over Taiwan, not just from China, but also, of course, from the United States. It's been going on for decades. We've heard this hostile language time and time again. The difference now, of course, is that militarily, China is much stronger than it was 5 years ago and, of course, 10 years ago. It now has an aircraft carrier and several more in the pipeline. The message, the overriding message coming from the defense minister from China today was this: the time for trying to contain China is over. Asian countries, though, of course, are feeling nervous. They don't want to find themselves in a position where they are forced to take sides. They want to deal with China because China is the region's biggest economy. They want to deal with the United States because the US is the world's biggest economy. China is also concerned about something else. It's what it says is a NATO-style security bloc that the United States wants to establish in this region. Now, that bloc would comprise Japan, Australia, India, and the United States. And China has accused the United States of trying to literally hijack countries in this region. Beyond Taiwan, and it remains the principal flashpoint here at the moment, there is deepening concern on the US side about what it says are dangerous and provocative aerial and also naval maneuvers being taken by its military, not just in the area off Taiwan, but also in the South China Sea and the East China Sea. And the big worry is this, is that the military brinkmanship could one day spiral out of control.
All right. Thank you so much. Adrian Brown reporting from Hong Kong.